Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Hello, America. And welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News, where just 2 days before Christmas, we have had some remarkable newsy events. Normally, this is the week that Washington cruises into the holidays. It's been anything but smooth sailing. What happened? Well, last night, President Trump pardoned 15 people, gave clemency to five others, including George Papadopoulos, one of the main figures in the Russia case, two former congressmen, Duncan Hunter Jr. and Doug Collins of New York. All of that happened last night. And then right after that, the president released a video saying, guess what? You know that COVID-19 deal you cut? I may not sign it. What did he do? He told Congress, I want more money for the American people and less foreign aid for other countries in this bill. Fix it. So now all of Congress, all of Washington is up in arms trying to figure out, will the government shut down? Will the bill not be signed? What's going to happen? That's a pretty important development. And about 20 minutes after that, I'm not making this up, the president announced he had signed an executive order allowing the special counsel, John Durham, to give grand jurors classified information to help make the criminal cases against potential FBI defendants. Why is that important? That's a rare thing for a president to do. It suggests that, as I've been saying publicly, that the Durham investigation is getting closer to finishing accountability, making decisions on charges and other decision-making, and that they need to give classified information, something that the CIA or the FBI hasn't been willing to declassify. The president now gave permission for the grand jury to see that material, even in its classified form. That's a very significant development. It suggests that, as I've been saying all along, I know people are frustrated with John Durham's timetable, but sometimes making a criminal case takes longer than we think, particularly with COVID. Some tricky defendants who might be fighting behind the scenes to keep evidence from the prosecutors. But I've said for some time, since this summer, I've seen an active criminal investigation, very active criminal investigation. And I think at the end of the day, John Durham and his team will produce some results, provided they don't get thwarted by a new Biden administration, if that were to happen on January 20th. But all three of those things happened last night, and we think it's important. Now, I've got a big Hunter Biden story out today. I'm going to get to that after the commercial break. And then after that, we're going to have an exclusive sit-down interview with Peter Navarro, the president's manufacturing and trade chief advisor, and the man who wrote last week's now well-read, well-distributed, Immaculate Deception Report on Election Irregularities. He's got some big news to break with us, including his personal belief that the Georgia Senate runoff elections scheduled for January 5th, you know, the ones that are going to determine control of the Senate, They should be delayed by a month so that Republican concerns about election irregularities can be resolved in the state. That's a headline. You haven't heard anyone say that before. We're going to have all of that in this edition of John Solomon Reports. But first, the best thing we can do before we get started in all this other news, let's go to a commercial break and hear from our amazing sponsors, our great advertisers, their great services, their great products. We're so grateful for their support of this show and the JustTheNews.com brand. Let's hear from them. We'll come back and talk about Hunter Biden and then our exclusive interview, yes, with Peter Navarro, one of the president's most trusted advisors inside the White House. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. In a few minutes, as I mentioned, we're going to have Peter Navarro here, one of the most important advisors to the president over the last 4 years, particularly on trade and manufacturing, the trade wars with China, the efforts to get a more level playing field between America and the Chinese. A lot of that was Peter is on the front lines of. But this time we're going to be talking about something that he's just recently dabbled in. Yes, election irregularities, election integrity. Peter Navarro wrote that report that had the great name last week, Immaculate Deception. And he's here to talk about why he wrote the report, what's important in it. And then he's got a provocative proposal about the Georgia Senate runoff. You do not want to miss that. But first, let's get to some reporting. Every day, I like to try to give you one or two enterprise stories that we do at Just the News original reporting because we think it's important. And this morning, I broke a story that the FBI has possessed for about a year now, going back to December of 2019. A series of emails purportedly between Hunter Biden and his business partner showing exactly how they scored the deal with Burisma Holdings, the Ukrainian gas company. This is in April of 2014. It's the month that Joe Biden surfaces to be the new U.S. point man for U.S.-Ukraine policy. Ukraine is in a crisis. It has lost its president who fled during the Maidan Revolution. A new president's coming in. During the weakened state it was in, Russia violated the territorial integrity of Ukraine and invaded the semi-autonomous region of Crimea, which is Ukrainian territory. And in the midst of all that crisis, with Joe Biden becoming Obama's point man, Hunter Biden and his buddy, Devin Archer, were scheming, plotting, planning, strategizing, maybe that's the best neutral word to use, how they're going to land a lucrative deal with Burisma. And as we know, fatefully, they did so. They got on the board of directors. What these emails show was that they already knew on April 13th of 2014, which is about a month before the public knew that Hunter Biden was being added to the board, that both Devin Archer, Hunter Biden were being added to the board. But they wanted something more than just board seats and what comes with the compensation with that. They wanted lucrative consulting deals, which, by the way, they got from Ukraine. And they were plotting on how to use a Joe Biden trip a week later to Ukraine. So it's a week before Joe Biden's making a surprise visit to Ukraine to take over U.S.-Ukraine policy. And Devin Archer and Hunter Biden are concocting or strategizing, I think is probably the better word, how they're going to land a lucrative consulting agreement. And Hunter Biden writes, we got to get this deal done before my dad shows up. He calls him my guy. obviously his father. As the scheming goes on, they're talking about how to bring China into this and how he hasn't gotten money from China yet, but maybe they can connect China and Ukraine and make a really big global business deal. But the important thing here is that they saw the vice president's trip to Ukraine as an opportunity to close consulting business. This is a direct quote from an email purportedly from Hunter Biden. The contract should begin now, not after the upcoming visit of my guy, Hunter Biden wrote, my guy being the vice president. That really shows a connectivity we previously haven't had in writing. I mean, everyone assumed that Hunter Biden was cashing in on his dad, but this really shows the timing of a visit. Now, 2 days after, they have this long discussion about how they want to get $25,000 a month minimum from Burisma just for consulting, that they may lobby and do other things. And it's important they make clear that the consulting business are going to be, according to Hunter Biden, completely separate from our respective deals, Ray, board participation. So they knew they were on the board, but they want it more. They're scheming how to close down that more just before Joe Biden comes to Ukraine for his first big visit. They're talking about maybe a consulting deal that gets run through Hunter Biden's law firm, which is called Boies Schiller Flexner. We know Boies Schiller Flexner got a $250,000 retainer shortly after this email. So that happened. We know that Hunter Biden and Devin Archer received a little over $3 million, about $3.4 million in payments to one of their accounts for their board participation and other work. So $3.4 million in payments, $250,000 in legal consulting, pretty interesting stuff. Then 2 days after they have this discussion over email, April 13th, 2 days later, April 15th, 2014, we know from Secret Service records, Devin Archer, the business partner of Hunter Biden, met directly with Vice President Joe Biden. That's a big deal. They're talking about scoring the deal. One of the guys trying to score the deal is in with the vice president. What are the chances that Burisma came up in that conversation? I think pretty good. Then the vice president shows up in Ukraine and gives a speech to the parliament, meets with the potential presidential candidates who might succeed the corrupt and now fled former Ukrainian President Yanukovych. The one who ultimately got named President Poroshenko does meet with Biden on the trip. Biden gave a speech to the Ukrainian parliament suggesting that, hey, ramp up natural gas business in Ukraine. It's a great way to combat Russian influence in your region. And right after he gives that speech, Hunter Biden forwards it to Devin Archer. And Devin Archer is impressed that the vice president were mentioned natural gas at a time when Hunter Biden and Devin Archer are trying to score a natural gas consulting contract. And he writes, wow, that's pretty strong reaction to it. We need to make sure this ragtag temporary government in Ukraine understands the value of Burisma. All right. So they're now connecting their consulting work to the idea that Joe Biden just made comments encouraging Ukraine go natural gas, right where Hunter Biden and Devin Archer are going to go be consultants. And then Hunter Biden writes back one of the most tantalizing lines that suggests he should take credit for the natural gas line that was in his father's speech in Ukraine, which clearly benefited Burisma. Any expansion of natural gas, Burisma would be a beneficiary of as one of the largest natural gas companies. And Hunter Biden writes back, you should send it to Vadim, makes it look like we are adding value. So what he's saying is take this portion of the speech where Joe Biden just talked about natural gas, said it to Vadim. Vadim is Vadim Pazarsky. He was one of the senior executives who worked at Burisma and managed Hunter Biden and Devin Archer's work there. He wants Burisma to think that he and Devin got the vice president to mention natural gas in his speech. This is the sort of smoking gun proof that people have been waiting for, that the FBI, we now know, has possessed for a year on the hard drive that John Paul MacIsaac, the Delaware repair shop owner, turned over to the FBI. This is the alleged purported Hunter Biden laptop. It's been in FBI possession for a year. DNI, John Ratcliffe, chief intelligence officer, not Russian disinformation, it's real evidence. It's been there for a year. We now know, even before the president was impeached, the FBI knew exactly how Hunter Biden scored his deal with Burisma. Important reading. I hope you enjoy it. Go take a look at it at justthenews.com. The story's there. We got all the original documents. You don't have to take my word for it. We've got the timeline. You've got everything we've got. there's no reason why it can't make sense for you. We hope it's helpful. We hope you enjoy it and that you appreciate the reporting, and we're going to keep working on it. I suspect there are other big things ahead for us in the near future on the Burisma, Ukraine, Hunter Biden, China. Let's go on and on. It's a burgeoning scandal. We know Hunter Biden's under criminal investigation for tax affairs, he says. One of the things that I point out at the very end of the story, it's just one of those interesting, tantalizing things. He says, hey, I would love to connect China and Burisma together to get some natural gas business deals going. But I haven't gotten any of that PRC money yet, meaning the People's Republic of China, the communist government or communist China businesses. That is written about 4 months after Hunter Biden, Joe Biden went on that Air Force Two trip to Beijing in December 13. A little bit of frustration. Hunter hadn't cashed in like he thought from the Chinese, at least at the beginning. Another interesting sentiment in these emails that mostly focus about Burisma. Dig in, read, enjoy, learn. A lot of facts. We want to be fair to everyone. We got to give Hunter Biden the benefit of the doubt. But these documents, if they get corroborated by the FBI, would provide the most clear proof today exactly how Hunter Biden was using his father's calendar, his father's visits, his father's official business to try to close down his own consulting business. Pretty important stuff, I think. All right, we're going to go to that commercial break. When we come back, an extra special interview, long time sit down. We get some pretty quality time with Peter Navarro, the trade and manufacturing advisor in the White House to President Trump, a man who weighed in with a very compelling, concise report about election irregularities, what makes conservatives concerned. He's here to talk about that, and he's got an interesting idea for the Georgia runoff. I bet that makes some news and stirs some waves today. We're going to go to that commercial break. When we come back on the other side, Peter Navarro, one of the president's most trusted advisors, will be here in the House on the show, right after this message. All right, everybody, welcome to this special news report from Real America's Voice and Just the News. And if we're going to have a special report, we better have a special guest, and we've done that tonight. We have with us one of the most important advisors to President Trump, Peter Navarro. Peter, welcome to the show.
John, great honor. Admire your work. You're one of the few people in the swamp here who actually tells it right and does their homework, which
Thank
is
you.
Important.
We're lucky to have such a great team here at Real America's Voice and Just the News to back it up, so it's great. So you are vice president on trade and manufacturing policy, been an instrumental voice on China, but you did something in your private time that I think has really served the public. We really want to focus on that, and it's got a great title. I started as a sports writer, so I remember the Immaculate Reception with Franco Harris.
Indeed.
But the Immaculate Deception is the name of your private report, where you zeroed in on all of the things that have come to light about election irregularities. Tell us what motivated you to do it first.
All right, let's go back to midnight on election day.
Right.
I'm watching as everybody else is watching, and I see President Donald J. Trump have an insurmountable lead.
That's right.
In four of the battlegrounds. It's Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Right. Just big, big leads.
That's right.
I also knew, because talking to the campaign, that even though we were down by small margins in Arizona and Nevada, the pattern of voting was clear that we would almost certainly take Arizona, and we had a good shot at Nevada, okay?
Right.
All good, we got this. Dead of night, bad things start happening. The Trump red tide all of a sudden turns Biden blue.
Right.
And what we see is these large margins curiously disintegrate into what are very small margins across these six battleground states.
Yeah.
And I looked at that, and it just didn't smell right. My day job at the White House, I'm working on all sorts of good stuff for the people of America, the workers of America.
That's your day job, right?
Yeah. So a week or so goes by, and I'm watching what's going on. I'm watching the coverage. I'm seeing allegations of fraud, misdeeds, whatever. I'm seeing the anti-Trump mainstream media, Times, The Post, CNN, MSNBC, they won't look at this stuff. It's nothing to see there. Or, there might have been a little problem, but not enough to turn the election. That was their thing.
Right.
And what's gratifying to me is that there's this alternative source of news Bannon's War Room, Raheem Kassam's The Pulse,
right.
John Solomon, Just the News, yeah. Real American News Network, is really laying down the receipts, really raising troubling questions. So I did my Harvard thing. I'm a Harvard researcher. I got a PhD in economics right. from Harvard. Did a lot of legal research because I was a regulatory economist. So what I did was I spent about 10 days locked behind closed doors looking at thousands of documents, thousands of pages, look at photos, videos, public testimony. And what I saw was this. Here's our basic top line. You have a Democrat Party which developed a coordinated and conscious strategy to stuff the ballot box across these six battleground states with mail-in and absentee ballots. And they did it often by bending the law and sometimes breaking it. And this is, it goes way beyond fraud. What I did was distill this grand strategy of the Democrats to effectively steal the election from Donald Trump into one matrix. It's like one picture tells it all, really. And what you have across the top of the battleground states, Arizona, Georgia, right. Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, right?
Yep.
Now, here's where it gets interesting. Down the first column, it's the six dimensions of election irregularities. Yeah, the first one is outright fraud.
Right.
That's stuff like bribery, where in Nevada,
right.
they're giving cash cards
to Indian voters, American Indian voters.
Right? I mean, that's a felony. People should go to jail for that. I mean, that's flat out fraud. The couple more cases would be fake ballot manufacturing at a large scale. So right. we're still wondering what happened at that State Farm Arena in Georgia in the dead of night. We don't have good answers for that.
Yeah,
we're still looking for that tractor trailer that went from New York to Pennsylvania. That's fraud, right?
Right, right.
So then you go to the next category. This is ballot mishandling. One example of that would be what's called the naked ballot.
Right.
That's where a ballot comes in without an envelope, out of envelope. So there's no signature. You can't check it. Don't count it.
Right.
Well, a lot of those.
We talked to election observers. We saw many of those being counted. We're saying, what's up with that, right?
A lot of them got counted.
Yeah, no doubt.
Third category, big category here, process fouls. In other words, the government election officials would operate contrary to the way the law or the regulations dictate. So,
right.
for example, the consent decree in Georgia effectively wiped out any signature match.
Yeah.
Illegal, against the state law, bend the rules. And that alone, the amount of additional ballots that came in absentee that weren't checked for signature match, that alone was enough to wipe out the 12,000 vote by alleged victory margin
right.
he has. So you
right.
got that. The fourth dimension is what we call violations of the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. This is, John, this is when you treat a Republican voter
right.
different from a Democrat voter
right.
or a Republican poll watcher different. So if you go into Wayne County, Thugland, this is Detroit. These are
right.
where the thug. These are first among equals in terms of observer abuses,
yep,
harassment,
right.
intimidation,
yeah,
throw people out, ignore subpoenas, put
board the windows
yeah. up. You know, that's a pure. And then also in Pennsylvania, you had a different standard for ballot curing. So the Democrats are curing their ballots.
Yep.
The Republicans aren't.
Right.
So you get that. Voting machine irregularities, that's like the Dominion and Antrim County,
right.
where they
results
flipped the Republican
yeah.
county.
Literally.
But you also had in Arizona and Nevada, these two other, Novus and Agilis, there were some really significant issues here. And then finally, you have these statistical anomalies,
yeah.
like in Michigan. I just
right.
did an update to the Michigan report. 396,000 ballots possibly illegal. That's more than twice the Biden victory margin.
Right.
But what you saw in Michigan was a drop in the middle of the night of 200,000 Biden ballots came in the middle of the night. At 3 in the morning and at 6 in the morning
right.
versus only 10,000 for Trump. That basically wiped out the Trump, just right there, yep. Right? So that's the matrix. One matrix is worth 1,000 elections stolen, and we'll get into the more granularity of it, but that's kind of the big picture.
Yeah, it's a reminder. And the minute we have before we go to a quick commercial break, you talked about the Democrats having a strategy. I was on a phone call just before election night where the Democrats said, listen, Trump's going to come in big and then it's going to go in reverse. And we're like, how do they know that's going to happen?
Yeah.
Do you really believe that there was a plot behind this, that this was orchestrated?
Yeah, this is not tinfoil conspiracy stuff. This is more like Ed Rollins, brass knuckles, Atwater stuff.
Yeah. World politics.
The difference is they broke the law. They bent and broke the law. And in doing so, they're not just stealing a presidency from Donald Trump. They're destroying the American democracy. Because too many people right now do not believe this was a fair election. We're supposed to be the greatest democracy in the world.
Polling shows that
you've got to have fair elections.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk to you about how we get out of this mess, how we fix it. But first, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, more with Peter Navarro. Hey folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the break. And we're still here with Peter Navarro, one of the most important advisors to the president, but also a person who took all these disparate allegations and irregularities that have now surfaced in the election and made it understandable, put them into 6 buckets. We just went over that with him. Now we're going to talk about how do we fix what we found? Where do we go from here? Peter, you did a great job boiling that down. It makes sense. And now the question is, how do we solve this? First, what does President Trump do between now and January 6th to fight for his presidency?
5 out of the 6 battleground states, John, that I described, surprisingly have Republican legislatures, both chambers.
Right.
So one of the pressure points clearly is for these Republicans to stand up for the president and decertify those electors, or at least call for an investigation as quickly as possible.
Right.
Now, if you look at Arizona, for example, Governor Ducey, I mean, that guy has just let this country down. He's let the people of Arizona down. The legislature out there, it's a thin margin for
it
the
is.
Republicans.
Yeah.
But there has to be an understanding here what the bigger stakes are. And the other thing that what I'm trying to do with the Immaculate Deception Report is to basically point out that these states are not alone. They're like, this is happening in 5 other states,
right.
Okay?
Yep.
And so once you know that, you have a greater obligation.
Yeah, strength the numbers.
Because you're part of what essentially a Democrat Party, I don't want to call it a conspiracy, there are no, but it's a coordinated strategy. So that's one pressure point. We have the courts, which have let us down. I mean, the Supreme Court should have held that Texas case. They should have listened to that.
Yeah.
Again, you know, it's like pressure. The people of this country need to put more pressure on, and that's why shows like this are so important, to raise consciousness about it. So you got a state legislature solution, and then finally at the Congress level, they're going to be an opportunity to stand up and be counted there on, I think it's January 6th.
Right.
But I think that Georgia, cesspool, as I said earlier, We got to move that election to February because everything that I describe in my chart,
you
look at the chart,
you
look at that matrix,
right?
Every single check mark for those six dimensions,
it
is a cesspool.
Yeah.
And they are doubling down on everything they did wrong in the first thing. So we got to move that. I'd love to see some of these voting machines basically seized before they're wiped clean, so that we can figure this stuff out. I mean, there's a lot of this stuff now. You're hearing firsthand accounts or anecdotes, whatever, where you put a bunch of ballots through this machine over here three times and you get three different answers.
Yeah.
And
that's what we've heard.
Lo and behold, they tend to skew towards Biden. Right?
Yeah.
So this is gonna be tough, but if we get to inauguration day and we inaugurate an illegal and illegitimate president in the eyes of the public and based on the evidence, this is not going to be a pretty 4 years. And this whole idea, well, it's like we'll fix it later. It's like, no. I think what's happened here is we've lost our soul in this country, at least part of it, where the media, the anti-Trump media, the Democrat Party, they've made this Mephistophelian bargain, right? It's like, hey, ends justify the means.
Right. Yeah.
They hate Trump more than they love this country. It's like, yeah, we'll do what we need to. We're gonna implement this strategy of stuffing the ballot box by any means necessary, even if it bends and breaks the law. And the anti-Trump media is going along with that for the same set of reasons and emotions
we
that
saw
are driving.
Pattern in Russia.
We've seen this.
Ukraine impeachment. Yeah.
There's kind of like the broken window theory here too, because they're getting away with it. I mean, and then you got the censoring social media. I mean, what is this like? Like these guys, they got these bots now. It's like within a nanosecond, if you tweet something that says election in it, up pops a Twitter warning. It's like, what is that all about?
Yeah.
And YouTube's taking down videos.
They are.
They're deplatforming people outright.
I mean,
what country do we live in here?
Yeah.
And Facebook's hiring Chinese communist citizens to be part of their censorship team.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
So,
and you think about what happened. If you go into that last month when all the Hunter Biden stories were censored, and then we get out of the election, you find out, while that was being censored, there was a legitimate Justice Department investigation going on, and we couldn't tell that story because Facebook and Twitter were saying, and Jack Dorsey can say afterwards, oh, it was a mistake. It was more than a mistake. It was an infringement of our free speech rights. And
it was a conscious effort to quiet us.
Yeah.
And again, what country do we live in here? We're supposed
that
to be America, free expression, right?
Yep.
First Amendment rights.
Yeah.
Do this responsibly and you should be heard. We do this responsibly. I mean, you're one of the best reporters there. You triple source everything.
Yeah.
From my point of view, what I do is as I do the clean research. Interestingly, nobody ever like challenges me on the facts. I mean, they haven't come out and challenged me. When I wrote my book, The Coming China Wars, in 2006, well researched, well footnoted.
Right.
You know, it's the only thing they could say is he's a crazy China hawk.
Yeah,
right.
That's it. Yep.
Guess what? Today,
name calling.
That book reads just like a government report.
It does.
Number one. And number two, on page 150 of the paperback edition, it says China, communist China, is going to create a global pandemic that could possibly kill millions.
We just experienced that firsthand.
Yes.
And I think Joe Biden sings from that book a lot more than he did 4 or 5 years ago. He sounds much more like the China hawks of 2005 than he did a few years ago. As you look at this, wherever Trump v. Biden ends up, wherever the Georgia Senate race is, there are all these issues that have to be resolved. When Jesse Jacob, the poll worker in Detroit, said, listen, for 30 days, someone instructed me to keep changing ballots and dates and manipulating the ballots. How do we build a system going forward that whatever happened in this, we get the right resources, the right eyes on this, so that cheating and ballot stuffing can't occur going forward?
John, I don't think we can fix it if we don't fix it before the inauguration day.
Wow.
I really don't, because
if it's sanctioned, it goes on forever.
The horse is out of the barn. I mean, the report, the Immaculate Deception Report, I call it the Navarro Report because I'm a private citizen doing it. The granularity of that shows the complexity of all the different things that have been done to do this.
Yeah.
And it's like going to be whack-a-mole. And if we don't put a stop to that and have a come to Jesus moment about what the soul of this country is supposed to be, I believe that we will not have a democratic system that's going to function. It's going to be as simple as that.
Yeah,
it's grim. We still got a month.
Yeah.
Here.
What's the most important thing? We got a minute left. What's the most important thing for the Trump team to accomplish between now and just after Christmas? What can they do to score a win that slows the momentum down for Joe Biden?
Raise public awareness so that there's enough pressure in Arizona and Georgia, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania for their state legislatures to act. I mean, we had just today in Georgia. A report came out from one of the key legislatures.
Yep.
I mean, it was a microcosm of my report.
It was.
I mean, I read that report and I went down my report. Check. Yep. Got it.
Yeah,
right. That's what we need to do.
Yep. Get the public informed.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and then those
lawmakers
will set up. Sunshine's
the best disinfectant here.
Well, we saw our first subpoenas last week. Michigan issued some subpoenas. You're seeing some activity in Georgia, in Arizona, where they're challenging in the courts. There's some things on the horizon we're all going to be watching for. Folks, to stay on top of this story, to learn more about Peter's report, go to Real America's Voice and justthenews.com. We keep you up to date all the time on the election integrity issues left over from our 2020 race.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News, where we're very grateful of all that you've been doing for us here. Some of you have sent checks in to donate to support our election integrity reporting. We thank you for that generosity. $5, $10, $25, $100. We appreciate every penny you've sent us because we know it's your hard-earned money. We're trying to earn your trust with honest reporting. We hope you enjoy that. Thank you for your kindness, your generosity this Christmas. Tomorrow, we'll have another special edition on Friday. I hope to do a little bit more to call attention to some of the wounded and killed warriors in action that Tunnels to Towers is honoring by paying their mortgages of their families off. More heroism will celebrate it on Christmas Day together with a special edition next week on the show. Unless there's breaking news, I'll weigh in with any breaking news, but we're likely to go to some of our favorite shows of the year and let you listen. Maybe you didn't get into the podcast until this fall or just the last few months. We want you to go back and hear some of our favorite episodes, some of our favorite interviews, turn that into a best of week and celebrate what happened in 2020. But I promise you, if any big news breaks out next week, we'll do a spot version of this podcast. If not, enjoy some of my favorite hits of the last year, and then we'll be back in full force right after New Year's Day. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to ask God to bless your families and your friends and your fellowship, your plans for 2021. Hopefully we get back to some normalcy in 2021 with the vaccines and America needs to get back on its feet as best as it can from this horrible China virus. I'm wishing you the best, that this holiday season is filled with richness and blessings and family and friendship. And whatever we've suffered in isolation and business loss and revenue loss and difficult times, we make up in the fellowship of our extraordinary friends and family. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We will be back tomorrow, one more edition, and then we will take a week hiatus on holiday unless some breaking news occurs. Do a best of, and then we'll get you back after the new year. We'll be in 2021. Yes, 2020 will finally be in the rearview mirror then. God bless you. God bless America. Have a great night. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.
At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.